Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. Sugar is probably one of the hardest things to avoid and quit the cravings. I don't care what you say. Sugar is in everything nowadays. If you haven't looked at the back of a label on the food you're buying from the grocery store, you are going to be shocked on how much sugar is actually being hidden in your food. Now, the funny thing that really brought me to this was when I was listening to some other podcasts about health, they had talked about a rat study on sugar and cocaine in their water. The funny thing is that the rats, when they had the opportunity between sugar and cocaine in their water, went to the sugary drink every single time. And there's multiple reasons for that, because the sugar itself gives you a quick dopamine effect, but you also keep craving it more and more. Now, granted, cocaine, that's a whole different story, not that I'm recommending you do anything with that either. But sugar by itself has its power on our body. In this episode, we're going to talk about the health effects it has on your overall health, and also the ways to avoid your sugar intake and what you can do to, again, help have a healthy lifestyle. So let's first talk about sugar and the negative effects it can have on your health. Now, again, you probably know some of these things because, again, you probably haven't been living under a rock and know that there are some bad effects when it comes to sugar. Now, that being said, we probably should just mention, though, we are talking about sugar, like pure sugar, high fructose corn syrup. We are not talking about the sugars in, like, say, an apple or banana if you're eating those whole, because that is going to be different because you have the fiber content with that sugar intake. Now, there still is obviously sugar in there, but that is a whole different story. We are talking about that white sugar that you're pouring into when you're baking and things along those lines. So some of the big things, which, again, we will break this down a little bit more: weight gain, heart disease, acne, type 2 diabetes, cancer, depression, skin aging, and cellular aging. So let's break this down with a few different things. Why, again, this is really important for why you should be avoiding sugar. Now, first off, weight gain. Sugar by itself, again, is going to cause you to crave more and more sugar. So if you have one cookie, more likely you're going to have another cookie. You're going to have another cookie. And before you realize it, you've already eaten a whole roll of, say, chocolate chip or Oreo cookies. And that's way over the calorie intake you should be doing for just in a single day. And granted, you still need to eat food throughout the day. So therefore, your calorie intake is going to be massive compared to what it should be. That by itself, again, is going to put a lot more weight on your body, which is going to put more weight on your joints. And therefore, you're going to have a lot more aches and pains throughout your entire day. And that by itself is going to have you reduce momentum, which therefore, again, that's going to lead down this slippery slope of having other health issues. So let's back it up a little bit. By avoiding these sugary foods, you're not going to be wanting to eat them as often. And therefore, again, you're going to cut that craving out. On top of that, though, if you are still eating these things, you're going to have type 2 diabetes or heart disease because it's going to cause inflammation in your body. That inflammation is going to go throughout your entire body. And therefore, again, when this happens, that can affect anything. But it obviously is going to affect your blood vessels because the inflammation is going through your entire system, through your blood supply. And therefore, again, this is why your heart gets hit with it so heavy, because your heart is constantly pumping your blood throughout your body, going to your lungs, switching from carbon dioxide to oxygen to, again, give oxygen to your cells. And therefore, again, this by itself is going to lead to a lot of issues because you're going to feel fatigued. You're not going to have any energy. Same thing, aches, pains, things along those lines. So this is why, again, you want to avoid sugar. And on top of that, I mean, no one wants to have acne. I don't care what age you are, whether you're in high school, you're an adult. No one wants to have acne. So one of the best ways, which again, not saying this is not the only way to avoid acne because some people may have some health, skin health issues, but by avoiding sugar and reducing your sugar intake, you are going to see a dramatic decrease in your acne that you're going to have throughout your body. Now, granted, dairy itself, gluten sometimes can also cause this, so that's another topic by itself, but sugar is also going to cause that acne. So if you're younger and want to avoid acne, cut out sugar and you're going to see huge benefits with it. Now, that being said, let's talk about though the ways that you can actually avoid sugar, because obviously it's more difficult than what you realize, because like I said earlier in this episode, when you go to the grocery store, you're going to see sugar in so many things. So people that go and get, say, Yoplait yogurt, think they're getting a healthy food because they're eating yogurt. That thing right there, that Yoplait little packet, is packed with like 30 grams of sugar. That is already over the limit of sugar you should be getting in your day, and that's just in one little cup. Granted, more likely than not, you're probably eating sugar throughout the day, so you're going way above and beyond your sugar intake. So one of the best ways is obviously having the knowledge of knowing what foods have sugar in them. I've mentioned this in other episodes before, but what you want to do when you go grocery shopping is walk around the perimeter. You don't really want to do any shopping in the middle, because all the stuff in the middle typically is the ones that are going to have a lot of preservation in them. And again, they're trying to have a longer shelf life. They're packed with sugar and all these different things that, again, are going to be harmful for your body. Now, that being said, there are certain foods that are going to be inside the middle that you may need, like, say, coconut milk or something along those lines. That's not really going to have sugar, but for the majority of the part, when you're walking the perimeter, you're going to see your vegetables, you're going to see your meats, you're going to see your eggs, things like that, that really cannot last very long because they don't have a long shelf life, and therefore they're not going to have much sugar in them either, and you're going to see the benefits of eating these foods more than, say, a box of Twinkies and things along those lines. The next thing after you do that is not just bringing anything home, because when you have sugary stuff in your house, you know what's there. You're going to crave it. You're going to go towards it. If you do not buy this stuff and it's not home, you obviously cannot eat. You'd have to go to the store and go buy it. So again, you're causing more friction to allow yourself to eat this junk food. And therefore, again, by not having it in your house, you're not going to have it. That, again, one of the easiest ways. So if it's not near you, you're not going to eat it. Now, that being said, though, if you do have it in your house, if you really are on board for a healthier life, take that food and just take it off its packet and just throw it all away. Just throw in the garbage, take that garbage out and throw it in your recycle bin or your garbage trash bag and just throw it out. That way, again, same thing, it's not in the house anymore and you're getting rid of it. Now, if you don't want to start right away, just do not buy it again. And therefore, again, once you run out, you do not have it anymore. That being said, though, you're still going to want to do some things to, again, to avoid the cravings for this sugar. So this is where you're going to have, say, a bottle of water with some lemon. You're going to have different snacks, say like carrots, some other types of vegetables. So when you do have the cravings, you're going to go to those foods instead, or even apple and peanut butter. These things by themselves, again, when you're eating them with the fiber content, you're going to kind of hit that sugar craving, but you're also getting the healthier benefits with this. So again, apples, peanut butter, bananas, peanut butter. Again, these are just two little things that you can do, but that, again, is going to help you reduce the cravings for that sugar intake. So those are just a few ways. There are obviously other ways as well. Again, the big things, though, are, again, avoiding it when you're at the grocery store, not having it in your household, and, again, substituting different foods to, again, to combat that sugar craving that you're going to have. And when you do this, you are going to probably have some mood swings, because when you decrease your sugar, again, your body's almost craving it so much. It's like detoxing for the most part. So again, do not be surprised, or tell your significant other or your family that you're cutting sugar out. Do not be surprised. You might be short-tempered for a few days just because, again, your body's going through withdrawals from that sugar. But once you get past that, you're going to see the health benefit with it, and you're going to realize how much better you feel not having that sugar. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know this is a little bit different topic, but when we're talking about health, gut health especially, cutting sugar out, it's a huge plus, because when you're giving sugar to your gut bacteria, you're actually feeding the bad bacteria, which again, that's going to lead to brain fog and different things. And that's another topic we can talk about. But like I said, avoiding sugar, you're going to see huge health benefits. So if you did enjoy this podcast episode, I greatly appreciate it. If you like it, subscribe, give it a 5-star review. We do have a Facebook page, The Kaleidoscope at Facebook, or again, you can go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com. We have a newsletter there. Do go there and put your email in, and therefore you'll get our monthly subscription stuff that we send out, just highlights of what we're doing, information that may, again, help with your health. All that will help you out, or just listen to the podcast and share with people that you think will enjoy it. I hope you did enjoy this episode, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.